Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and happy, wonderful day to you. It's so great to connect with you. I hope this finds you doing well in your life and continuing to focus on the positive. And, you know, even as I say the words focus on the positive, it actually kind of reminds me of going through my injury. And, you know, you hear things like focus on the positive or make sure to feel grateful for the good things in your life or, you know, things like that. And the truth of it is that it doesn't really work that much. I mean, kind of. And at least it's better than focusing on the negative, you know, focusing on the positive. But ultimately, I mean, to really make that change, you want to program in the positive. So instead of saying focus on the positive, I'm going to say I hope this finds you programming in the positive, you know, making sure to get it in your subconscious mind and in your energy, your core energy, to really make that bigger difference. And of course, I hope you have plenty of things that are positive in your life to focus on and to really celebrate. I know currently in my life right now, my nephew was just born a few days ago. And so there's a lot of celebration and just excitement. It's just really sweet energy. He's beautiful. He's healthy. He's perfect. And he is my brother's son. So my youngest brother is his second son. So he has a 10-year-old now, and then he has this few day old baby. And Van, he's so sweet. He's so beautiful. And what's also really touches my heart about the whole thing is that, you know, both of my brothers, I have two brothers, Jake and Luke, and they're both just really good guys that have good hearts. And so I feel blessed, and I just appreciate and love them both in different ways. But with Luke, you know, he was the baby of the family. So he's the youngest one, and there's five of us, and I was the second oldest. And it was like Luke was like my baby growing up. You know, we each had somebody that we'd take care of, a little one, so to speak, we'd take care of. And one of my sisters took care of my other sister. And then Luke, he was like my little brother and also like my baby, you know. I mean, he was so good. We were so close. Even a lot of times as an infant, he wouldn't go to sleep without me, you know. So I would cuddle up with him and hold him, and then he'd fall asleep. And so we've always just had like this really tight bond, and watching him bring another child into the world, you know, he's got his 10-year-old son, which is beautiful and so wonderful, and also now Van. And it's just, I don't know, it's just, it touches my heart. It fills my heart. You can probably tell. It's just, it's so sweet. I don't know. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. And so that's what's filling my heart in these days. And of course, always something, you know, I feel so blessed in life. You know, when you just have positive energy, just like positive energy keeps coming in. And so I'm grateful for that and just grateful for life. And on that note, I hope that you have plenty of positive things to focus on going on in your life, even if it's just something small like a sunset or the sunrise, and really just taking in how freaking beautiful our world is and how amazing it is, you know? Or maybe that is family for you. I know that during this time, a lot of people are really connecting at a deep level with their family. And that's beautiful. And I know, of course, there's the opposite that's going on a bit too. And of course, some people are working on repairing things with their family, which is a bit of what we're going to talk about. There's actually several things that we're going to talk about today as I bring our volunteer on. So I do have a volunteer, and she is wonderful. You're going to love her. She's an absolute sweetheart. But the things we are going to talk a bit about family, but we're also going to talk about things like a bit with money, a bit with success, a bit, you know, pain, of course, and a variety of things that did come up as I was working with our volunteer to be able to start her healing process, where she was able to shift and begin healing her own body. And so that's where we're going today. And without further delay, let's go ahead and dive in with our volunteer today. Her name is Fatima.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Wonderful, it's great to connect with you.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. And so what's going on today?
Right, so about, I've been listening to your podcast for quite some time, which I found always extraordinary how you get people to link the physical issue with the mental issue eventually, you know?
Yes.
So, I just thought you just have such a knack for this. I did give it a go since I have quite a few physical ailments, and I have tried the same principle of connecting with thoughts in the past or healing traumas, etc. But I don't seem to be able to do it for myself as well as you do it for others. So
yes. And so as far as your health issues going on, what are the main things going on? What's been going on?
Yeah, the thing that's been going for the longest is low back pain, which has been going on for over 10 years. And I wouldn't say insomnia as such, but lack of sleep, definitely. And now I have shoulder pains as well. So that's, yeah, a lot of things going on with the back and sleep. So I have trouble staying asleep at night.
Okay, and give me 1 second. Bingo. If I ask you your level of back pain right now, what's your level of back pain and what's your level of shoulder pain right now?
My shoulder is 10 and back pain is about, I'd say, 5.
Okay. And how long has the shoulder been going on?
Shoulder is about 2-3 years, I think.
Okay. Bingo. All right. And you said it's about a 10?
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Oh, God, tell me about it.
Yeah. Oh. All right. So, bingo. All right. So, give me 1 second. And which shoulder is it?
So, my right shoulder.
Bingo. Okay. More so like in your shoulder blade?
That's right.
Okay. That's okay. I was looking at the top of the shoulder and I didn't feel it. So, okay. So, yeah. Shoulder blade, give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. I'm looking around real quick. I see what's there, and I'm just looking at a few other things real quick.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bingo. Okay, so here we go. Okay, so first and foremost, you've been listening to the past episode, so you know that feelings aren't necessarily accurate. So that doesn't necessarily mean they're right. We can feel like somebody can feel guilty for no reason at all. All of these things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, bingo. So what I'm feeling, there's a feeling of feeling like you did something to somebody and you're expecting them to get you back. Are you familiar with that feeling?
No.
Okay. So, bingo. 2015 is where it feels like it started.
I did sign somebody 5 years ago. And I expect them to get me back. To get back at me, you mean?
Yeah. To get back at you. Like, to get back at you.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I have no clue.
Okay. And great. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Bingo.
I'm thinking of my mother, but I can't think of why.
Can you give me, there we go. Can you give me her first initial?
M. For
bingo. Yes. Okay. And can you give me, bingo. Can you give me her middle initial?
She doesn't have a middle name.
Okay. Can you say, and you said M for mother, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I want you to say M for mother again.
M for mother.
Bingo. Yes. Okay. So, so she comes up. Okay. And so
I'm not surprised.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, all right. So here we go.
Go for it.
All right. Here we go. So, so first and foremost, all right. So just for a moment, what if she wasn't going to get you back? What if your relationship with her was actually going to heal instead?
Well, that's peculiar you say that, because last night I couldn't sleep at all until 4 o'clock in the morning, and I don't know what I was listening to, probably you. You know what it's like when you're tired, it's a bit fuzzy, but I did have a turnaround where the beliefs of my mother never supported me financially or never loved me that way. I managed to turn around and decided that actually her not supporting me financially has helped me free me from having to be accountable to do things for her just because she gives me money, if that makes any sense, because a friend of mine, if their parents give them money every time, and they ought to do this, and they ought to do that, and I felt like I was free from that. And therefore, she's done that for me, as in not giving me money, and therefore, in order to liberate me from that, not guilt, but that, you know, that sort of...
obligation.
That obligation, thank you for the word. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I felt really immense gratitude once I realized that.
Okay, great. And bingo. And so, just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right. So I want to go ahead and pause it just for a moment for really a quick side note. You know, as she was mentioning her new way of looking at money, like finding the silver lining where she was saying, well, at least my mom didn't give me the money because then I would feel all of this obligation, right? And so that was kind of her way of putting a positive spin on it. Now, I want to address that for a moment. The reason being is because ultimately it is kind of good and kind of not. And the reason why it's kind of good is because at least she's trying to come out of the hurt. And she's trying to say, well, you know, at least there's a positive. So in some ways that's helpful. But what she's also linking up in her mind is that money equals obligation. Okay. So that becomes a problem because then it creates more of that same pattern. Okay, well, if I receive money, then there will be an obligation towards it, and people will see that pattern show up in their life, or they'll have the pattern of over and over and over in their life saying, wow, thank God I didn't get the money for that. I would have had obligation. And by the way, you'll see why that's even important, where the story is going as we continue on, and I'll explain why that is and bring it back. But ultimately, when people add stories of silver lining, a lot of times, I would say the majority of the time, it's got some positive to it, and it's also got some not so positive to it. You know, that's not going to necessarily program their mind in the best way. And so instead, what happens is it really creates like wounds, layers of wounds, because then people will have the hurt. So you can probably tell maybe that as she was saying that, well, at least I found a different way to say it, you know, a different way to think about it. Now, you might be able to tell that she's still got some underlying hurt there. So that hurt didn't go away, but at least she's trying to focus on the positive, but that hurt is still there. And then in addition, what'll happen is the more she tries to go into this new way of programming, the more she's ultimately going to then create negative money patterns, which, as you'll see where we're going, that won't be helpful for how she's feeling inside. And so, in other words, chances are, if she just goes this direction, it will continue to compact the problem and also add more layers of negative programming that will create frustration. And the reason that I address this is because I see it all of the time where people, you know, start working with their mind and they go, okay, well, let me think about a different way of looking at it. And it's not completely positive. And so then it becomes like a silver lining with hurt, but then brings in more negative programming. So if she was going to do this differently, she could say, well, I'm proud of creating my own money. And this money that I have creates the freedom for me to do what it is that I want. Now, imagine if she has a belief that says, I create my own money and I'm so proud of that and it gives me freedom in life. How would that look? You know, it would just, it's a huge contrast. And by the way, I have literally worked with people who were making millions and hundreds of millions that then, you know, started building negative belief systems in their mind about money. You know, something happened and their wiring went off. And so it's like they went from being very, very successful to unsuccessful, like overnight. And I've seen that where the people lose everything or, you know, different situations. And so point being is that you'll always want to be cautious with silver lining programming, so to speak, and make sure that it really is positive and it's going to send your mind in a positive direction. All right. So that's the side note, and you'll see more of where we're going that'll kind of bring everything together. And we're going to go ahead and get back to the topic of her health. And the reason that I call it a side note is this, is because that programming right now is not impacting her physical health right now. It's new programming. So technically, that probably wouldn't affect her money and her health until later on. And so right now we're going to continue working with this level 10 of pain that she has, you know, level 10 in her shoulder that's been going on. And if you recall, we were talking about there being a feeling like she did something bad or wrong and that, you know, that somebody's going to get her back for it, you know, get revenge back for it. And her mom came up and that's where we were. And so that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Fatima. Okay. And so I want you to notice for a moment the feeling of feeling like she's going to get you back. And I want you to notice for a moment the feeling of feeling like you did something to her.
Yeah.
And I want you to notice blah, 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 the feeling of feeling like she did some, like she's going to get you back.
Yeah.
And so just for a moment, you've been listening to past episodes. So if we go with this simple awareness that emotions breed more of the same, we have patterns that breed more of the same and more of the same, right? So success breeds more what?
Success.
Frustration breeds more what?
Frustration.
So just for a moment, I want you to notice a feeling almost like feeling bad for doing anything to her and let it go.
Yeah.
And then feeling like she's going to get you back and let it go.
Okay.
And feeling like blah, 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 like you did anything to her, blah, blah, blah. You could keep going with that same pattern or you could decide to let it go, right?
Yeah.
Or you could stay in the same pattern and you could be like 50 and 60 and 70 with the same pattern, or you could decide to let it go. When would you like to decide to let it go?
No.
Okay, great. And just for a moment, if you pictured that, what if you and your mom did ultimately heal your relationship, that your relationship ended up beautiful, and you had a feeling of love for her and she felt this feeling of love for you, what would that look like?
I've got to pause you on that pause, because now everything you've mentioned actually has triggered the fact that, I mean, we've had a falling out where we're not talking to each other at the moment.
Uh-huh.
And she accused me of abandoning her because she lived in France and I live in London, and that my brother and sister are fantastic and I'm not. And in the sense of when you're saying she's going to take revenge, I'm not thinking she's probably cut me out of inheritance. That's what all of this brought up. So I don't know if I'd mention it to you.
Mm-hmm. And bingo. Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy and willing to get to the beautiful part. I feel ready for that, but I guess I have to, I don't know what I have to do to get that part.
Okay. And finger, what would it even look like if you and your mom actually reconnected?
There's moments like that, so I know exactly. That's a lot of fun and a lot of laughter and
a lot of fun and a lot of laughter
and the complicity that is there that has been hidden for a while because of arguments, you know.
Okay, and so if I ask you how much of the anger and the upset and the hurt and the blame you want to hold on to, because you, I mean, you could hold on to it forever.
None.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right. So I'm going to ask you to notice the level of pain in your shoulder. What's your level?
Oh, that's definitely gone down a bit. I would say 7 now.
Okay. So that's 7. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. So just for a moment, I want you to notice that just like the universe is giving me information and I'm able to check in with your body and all of that, the universe is giving you information and it's saying that you want to change this. So like in other words, like, let's say somebody's out of alignment, and when they're out of alignment with their energy, they have pain in their body or they have ailment, but then they go back into alignment, right way of thinking, and it goes away, right?
Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and understand that beyond me, your body is showing you that you're headed into right way of thinking, that you're headed into right way of thinking. And so I'm going to ask you just for a moment to picture that you and your mom do reconnect. That you and your mom reconnect, and that also that you could hold on to anger, you could hold on to resentment, you could hold on to so many things, trying to be right, all, and you seeing your side and her seeing her side, and you guys could both do that, or you could say it doesn't matter anymore, and you could make the future more important than past hurt, right?
Yeah.
And like you said, when you guys do connect, it's fun and laughter and wonderful, right?
Yeah, it is.
All right. So I want to go ahead and pause it just for a moment. I have to say, I love this woman. She has great self-awareness and she's also very vulnerable, you know, just the feeling of a lot of hurt and also just so sweet. And, you know, there's just a lot of things going on. But just kind of breaking it down for a moment, you know, notice how she says it feels so great to connect with her mom, to laugh and have a great time. And that also she's been trying to connect with her mom and her mom basically is mad at her and won't talk to her. And that she feels like she's going to get cut out of the will. I mean, so there's a lot of emotions about this. And, you know, when we take a situation that has a lot of emotions around it, where there's hurt and there's also love and then there's also money and then there's also rejection or fear or somebody mad at you and all those things, and you're going to see there's a few more emotions that are going to come up as well. But, you know, it gets a bit complex. And so I just want to say first and foremost, I love that she's bringing her pain down. So she's got it down to about a 7. So great job there. And we're going to keep going. Now, something that you'll want to keep in mind as we go through this is where her and I started, which was talking about feeling like she did something wrong and that her mother's going to get her back. And now, the reason that you'll want to keep that theme in mind is because if you're somebody who's going through a situation where you feel like you did something wrong, you'll want to make sure to just keep that theme in mind. And the reason for that is this, is that inside, we as human beings, most of us, we don't want to feel like we've hurt anybody. We don't want to feel like we've hurt somebody or that we've messed up or we've hurt somebody that we love. And so what happens is a lot of times our brain will want to hold on to past hurts. And it'll want to bring them up. So in other words, let's say that even if you see a little kid, like little Johnny hits little Timmy, and, you know, just kids, looking at kids for a moment. And what happens with that? A lot of times, little Johnny might say he started it. Another one says, no, he started it. And what happens is that we have a nature that if we feel like we've done something wrong, a lot of times our brain will want to pull up past stuff to justify it, to do things like that. And by the way, I'm not saying that she's done anything wrong. I'm just saying that the feeling is there. So that's where we're going. And so, in other words, there's going to be some other things that are going to come up, and I don't want you to get caught in the spiral. And if this is in your life, in your situation where you felt like you've done something wrong, you can just observe how that spiral can unfold. Okay. And it'll be helpful to not get stuck in it. And by the way, she does a great job. She goes into the spiral, then she comes out. So that's where we're going. And just noticing what that looks like. And really, she does an incredible job at pulling herself back out. And so that's where we're going. But I just want you to keep that in mind about feeling like she's done something wrong and like her mom's going to get her back, and kind of note that. That will be helpful in really navigating your own things, or even understanding layers and how layers can work, and how everything can feel like it just becomes a spiral, if you will. And so that said, that's where we're going, and let's go ahead and dive back in with Fatima. Okay, so if you let the past ruin your future, how great's your future going to go?
I don't feel like I've left my past for my future, so I'm having a bit of resistance with this.
Okay. And point being?
Is there point being, I called her and she told me goodbye and didn't want to speak to me. So I was, twice I tried to call her instead of saying, well, I'll forgive her. But she's the one who rejected me, so.
Okay. And why did she reject you?
Well, she's upset with me for abandoning her, so therefore she's called and just told me bye bye twice, and so I just said, okay, bye then. No.
Okay, and and have you tried writing her a letter?
No, but she can't read and write. I'm afraid she comes from a country where she didn't go to school.
Okay, and bingo.
I never heard of.
What?
Another hurdle or another, blessing.
Another hurdle or a blessing. Bingo. Give me 1 second. If I ask you, have you tried apologizing to her?
No, of course I haven't. We're a very proud family.
Okay, so when I said, okay. So if I told you that I refuse to apologize because I'm a very proud family, is my past going to ruin my future?
No, but I don't know what I've done wrong. So that's the, you know.
Okay.
I said, like I said, I forgave, I called, and
okay.
I'm still dealing with a very, yeah.
Okay. So just for a moment.
A stubborn person.
Okay. And you're not stubborn at all though, right?
I'm working on it because I definitely don't want to be like that forever. I knew you were going to say that, by the way, in the spirit of oneness.
You have a beautiful smile, by the way. When you smile, thank you. You laugh, it's beautiful. Absolutely. You're fun. All right. So give me just 1 second. Bingo. So if I told you that I expect that I'm going to fail in life, then how's that going to go?
Well, failure.
Failure, not so well, right? So I want you to notice that you expect that she's going to take you out of the inheritance.
I would say suspect, not expect.
Okay. Is there much of a difference when it comes to manifesting and what you're creating in your mind?
All right, fair enough. You win. You see, well, I'm not that stubborn.
There we go. And of course, the goal is to help you to win. And so I'm going to ask you just for a moment to close your eyes. Yeah. And what it would look like for you to reconnect with your mom, not just because of the inheritance, but because she's your mom, because also that when you guys get together, you laugh and have fun. You laugh, you have fun. It's not like your mom's abusing you and attacking you. I mean, you laugh and have fun. And so just for a moment, taking that in. Okay, now if you think about it for a moment, bingo. When you left and you moved away, you live what? You live in London and she lives where?
In France, in Orléans.
In France, okay. And when you left, did you leave on good terms or did you leave and you were upset?
Oh, no, I was a runaway kid, so 17, I left in extremely bad times, and that story has been carried for years.
Okay. So remember when you said you don't know what you could have done wrong?
Is that what it is?
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that when you said there's nothing to apologize for, you know, if you think about it for a moment, do you plan on having kids in life?
Absolutely not.
Okay. If you did have a kid and your kid was 17 and ran away to a different country, how would you feel? Honestly?
Honestly, if I was beating up that kid after has been beaten up by the father as well, I'll understand.
Okay. And I hear you. And bingo. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. Mm-hmm. Okay. And bingo. And if I ask you how often she beat you up, how often would you say that is?
Often.
Okay. And bingo. Was she beating you up, or were they physical fights of you guys back and forth?
Well, both, she was beating me up and there was physical fights. So okay. As so I grew up, I was trying to defend myself more.
Okay. Okay. So what I see in the energy, the reason why is when I see in your energy, I also see bingo, guilt for hitting her, like a physical altercation back and forth. So I see both. Does that make sense?
Not really, because I remember once I did think I wanted to sort of kill her, but then I actually realized I need to run away, to get away before that happens.
Okay.
You know, she's a strong person, so.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and pause it just for a moment because there are a few really important insights right here. You know, first and foremost, as she's talking about her mom being abusive, things like that, right? And as you'll notice, you know, when I checked into it, it's a feeling like it was a bit of a fight back and forth and all of that. So because she's a very, very strong woman, which is beautiful, beautiful. Now, the reason that I look at what her body's really feeling is because that's what you've got to address. Good, bad, or indifferent, that's what really needs to change. For example, you know, if I give you an example illustration, all of the time there are women who maybe have been raped or something like that, and a lot of times there's a feeling like it's their fault. And I'll see that come up. It's common. And you've probably heard that before because it's that well known. Now, if I was working with somebody and they said, yeah, but I feel like it's my fault, I wouldn't say to them, well, nope, it's not your fault, so that doesn't matter. Let's just work on what actually happened. That would be crazy. Of course, I would say, like, let's work on those emotions and let's definitely shift that. Point being is that we have to work with the emotions that are there, not what we think should be there. And so the same is true in this situation with Fatima, is that, you know, she's talking about feeling abused by her mom and beaten and all these things, and we're going to talk even more about it, but that's how what she's saying. But the feeling that's going on is a feeling of guilt, is a feeling like it's her fault. And so, you know, that's where we're going, is more of a feeling of feeling fist fights and stuff like that. And so I really have to address what is going on with her and what she's really feeling. And by the way, if I went into the feeling like, oh, your mom abused you, are you okay? And address that emotion head on in a way of addressing abuse as the topic, likely her pain would shoot up. Okay, so it would go backwards. It would not heal. It would go the wrong way. And so I don't want to do that. And so you'll notice, even as I'm talking to her, I'm just kind of, you know, just noticing what she's feeling and really working with that. So as you work with things in your life, you want to make sure to address what's really there, not what quote unquote should be there, you know, not what you think based off the situation. And another way to really illustrate this is if you think about the last episode with Natasha, just a beautiful, beautiful being. And if you think about it, she had gone through years of abuse and was beaten and all of that, and it was a completely different way of handling it. I mean, if I worked with Natasha the way that I'm working with Fatima, that would not have been good for Natasha at all, you know? And so when you work with yourself, you'll want to work on what's really there and work on shifting that, or else likely instead of healing your body, it'll actually create more programming around the problem. So there's that. By the way, one other thing, if you recall in the very beginning, you know, she mentioned that she also had back pain. So she mentioned her shoulder was a level 10 and it had been going on for a few years, and that her back was a level 5 and it had been going on for about 10 years. And so right now I'm actually working on both, but she doesn't exactly realize it consciously, and that's okay because we're just working on the specific things that are needed to create that shift. And so that's where we're going, but I just wanted to kind of note why we're working with it differently. So when you're working with your own emotions and mindset, you're working with what's really there, not what you think should be there, because it's going to be a big difference. And you'll also see as we go that her and her mom had been reconnected. So she left her mom and moved away 33 years ago. But they've been visiting each other back and forth and had a bond and connection since then. And so there's a lot of layers going on, but there are also really powerful insights, because this layering is common also when we feel like we've done something wrong, even if we haven't done anything wrong, which you'll see as this unfolds. It's not like she's done things wrong, but when we feel that way, it then triggers a lot of things that come up. And so that's where we're going. And by the way, it might feel a bit chaotic to you with different elements coming in, but it's a really good example of how our minds work and how we can have a lot of things going on. And kind of, again, the spiral, it's a common type of mindset that can go on when we're experiencing hurt. And really underneath that hard shell that Fatima has, she just has a beautiful, beautiful heart and is just kind and sensitive, which is part of the reason there's all of these emotions and things coming up. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and dive back in and really bring things all together. So that's where we're going. Let's go ahead and dive back in with Fatima.
Okay. And bingo. And if I ask you, do you expect that she would hit you to this day?
Not anymore. She's just verbally abusive, but violence is violence, I suppose.
Okay. And
she can't now. She's too old, so you know, it's changed.
It's changed. Okay. And bingo. Did she also abuse your brother and sister?
Less so. I was the last kid, so I got the most of it. And also I was a girl in a Muslim family, really excitable. So she just get beaten up for whatever.
Say that again, I'm sorry. You were a girl in a Muslim family and what?
In a Muslim family, and I was the youngest one. So I was also, I think she was really trying to control me because I was very high energy, which I think was construed as something else.
Stubborn and out of control.
Yeah, there was that too. I apologize for that.
That's what came up in your energy. I'm just reading the energy. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And just for a moment, I want to acknowledge your feelings. And I want to acknowledge your hurt. And would you even like to reconnect with your mom, or would you like to say, you know what, no more? I mean, I'm assuming that since you tried to call her twice, that you are trying to reconnect with her.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, she's getting on, she's getting old, and I don't like to leave on bad terms, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. When was the last time you saw her?
Last December, Christmas.
Christmas. And how was that? I
would have gone in March, but COVID-19 stopped me, so.
Okay. And bingo. And so, bingo. So how many times have you been back since you moved away?
Oh, I go on a regular, I mean, like well, on the regular, I would say regular, she would say hardly ever, but possibly about 3 times a year.
I go. Okay. And bingo. If I asked your mom why she would think that you owe her an apology, other than quote unquote abandoning her, what is the other thing that is the issue?
Well, the issue is that, you know, I mean, obviously, she wants me to move back to France and look after her, in as much, even go back to Paris and go and see her more often and look and help her with, because she's not feeling well most times. So. And I've just said that I cannot leave London. I just, you know, I love London and I just have no intention of leaving and my life is here. Mm-hmm. So she's not quite happy about that.
Okay. And bingo. Okay, so you know the part of you that said, I have, like, we're a proud family, like, I have my pride?
Less so, though. I mean, hopefully I'm aware, I'm more and more aware, conscious that pride is not necessarily a good thing when it gets in the way of love.
Well said. So beautifully, beautifully said. So I want to show you something, okay? Mm-hmm. So just for a moment, I want you to notice the part of you that does feel that sense of pride.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And I'm going to ask you just for a moment to notice that feeling of quote unquote pride. And please know, I'm not asking you to move from London or anything like that, but I want you to notice that feeling of feeling pride and holding on to stiff anger.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. I'm going to ask you to... exhale. And if I ask you, how long have you been in London for?
I've been 27 years in London, but I left when I was 17. So that is 33 years ago. Mm-hmm.
So bingo. So if you think about it for a moment, I mean, it's not necessarily about the abandonment. I mean, you left a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And so, and you guys have been on good terms between then, correct?
Only recently, ever since I worked on myself, let's say for the past 10 years, I've done a lot of inside work and I managed to get through. We've had a better relationship, but recently again with COVID-19 not going there and how it needed me, it's just gone sour again. But for years, I was at the back of verbal abuse all the time and insult, etc. Because I know she resents me for having left. And yeah, I know that. Okay. But I don't regret it. I just feel that's the best thing mm-hmm. I've probably ever done for myself.
Okay. And give me just mm-hmm. 1 second. That. Bingo. Okay. So I want you to notice for a moment the part of you that feels guilty and bad for leaving. And of course, there's also a part of you that feels great about leaving. But I want you to notice the part of you that feels guilty and bad about leaving. Can you see that part?
Yeah.
Okay. And if I ask you just for a moment to notice the part that feels guilty and bad for leaving, how long do you want to hold on to that? You go ahead and keep feeling bad about it forever. Let me know how that goes for you.
And all right. I get the point. No, I don't want that. I don't want to feel guilty whatsoever.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. So you can let it go now. I mean, it's been 27 years, and not only that, but you and your mom have been fine. Like you've had different phases of healing and different things like that since then, all of that, right? Yeah. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you again to breathe. And you could go ahead and hold on to the guilt or feel bad for leaving or whatnot, or you could let it go completely. And I'm going to ask you to breathe and decide, what do you want to do? Let it go completely or hold on to it?
I let it go completely and utterly now.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you to notice your level of pain. What's your level of pain?
Probably 4 now.
So about a 4. That's what I have, about a 3-4.
3-4, yeah.
Okay, so give me 1 second.
All right, so I want to go ahead and pause it just for a moment because there are really powerful insights going on right here. You know, if you think about what's going on and what she's talking about, she's been talking about more and more abuse and this happened and that happened. And That's what she's talking about. And if you think about it for a moment, in a traditional sense, you would think that her pain would be going up. That's what you'd be thinking. You know, if somebody's talking about this abuse and they're going more and more into the story and all these things, you'd think that their pain would be going up. And yet, she mentioned that her pain's about a 4. So that's we get about a 3-4 somewhere in there. But from a 10 down to a 4, that's a significant difference. So she's doing great with her energy. And point being is that that's the reason that I keep coming back to her letting the punishment go for herself. You know, her not feeling bad for moving, because that's really where that issue is. And further, there's a part of her who feels like, you know, like as I mentioned previously, that it's her fault. And that, so what's happening is that she has so much guilt already regarding moving to London, and then, you know, and then of the fight and stuff with her mom and different things like that. She's got so much of that going on that what really needs to happen under it all is for her to start releasing that guilt. And I'll explain more about why that is, but I just wanted you to notice right here what's really going on. And also, you know, you'll notice it's a bit challenging for me. You know, my human self is wanting to just acknowledge what she's saying, but I also know that if I acknowledge it too much, it'll actually reinforce the problem and her pain will go up. And that would be very counterproductive, obviously, if her pain's going back up. That would not be helpful. And, you know, ultimately, I want to show her what she needs to do and what her body's saying to get this gone. And so, as you notice, when she's talking about the abuse and different things like that, I just say, you know, I want to acknowledge your feelings. I want to acknowledge what you're experiencing. So I'm not trying to put off her emotions. I want to acknowledge them. And my human self is really wanting to, you know, just not skip over them. However, again, I know that that would be counterproductive to her getting the results that she wants. And I will explain more about why that is as we continue on.
So I want you to notice the part of you that feels guilty for being in London.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And if I asked you how you would like to feel instead, how would you feel instead?
Happy.
Okay. And so, bingo. Bingo. And if I ask you how much you feel like your mom loves you, how much would you say that is?
You know, part of me understand what your question on two levels, on the levels of how she loves me underneath all that mess and how she expressed herself, which is a different answer, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so what you just said is, that was a little bit broken up a little bit, but what you just said is part of you understands that on how she loves you under the mess, and then part of it since her reaction and hanging up, right?
Right, so it's two different answers. I mean, if you peel out the onions, I know that she adores me. But if you keep on uncovering, if you don't uncover all of the beliefs and the emotional problems that we have with each other for years, then it's difficult because she's verbally quite abusive.
Okay, and bingo.
So it depends what you call love, is what I mean. You know, I mean, but of course I know she loves me. Yeah.
Okay. And bingo. And if I ask you how verbally abusive she is, and what she's verbally abusive about, what would you say that is?
Oh, well, you want an example, you mean? Or?
Yeah.
She always says, I don't know what you think, you know, what you see in this London. I can't see you. Have no success, you're not married, you don't have children, you know, just don't follow the status quo. So she often put me down for saying, you know, you can't, you know, you haven't succeeded in life or that kind of thing. Okay. Your disappointment.
Okay. So your disappointment, you haven't succeeded, you haven't been successful, you're not married, yeah. All of that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I ask you, and so first and foremost, I want to acknowledge that that doesn't feel very good, does it?
No.
No. Okay. So I want to acknowledge that. Okay. Now, the thing of it is that to heal your body, like to create the healing and to make the pain go away, you see that to go from a 10 down to a 3, 4, you're doing something right, right? So we're doing correct. Something right, okay?
Yeah.
Bingo. So we're going to keep going down this path, okay? And I want to acknowledge your feelings and also, of course, want to change them, okay? So I want to do both, because if we don't change them, then we're not going to make the progress, right?
Okay.
So just for a moment, I want to acknowledge that that doesn't feel very good. And I also want to ask you, honestly, how much you feel frustrated that you're not the success that you want to be?
100%.
Okay. So is it possible that she is actually reflecting back to you what you're feeling?
Yeah, very possible.
Okay. So I want to show you something for a moment. Watch this. Okay. So just for a moment, I want you to completely let go of the feeling of feeling guilty for being in London. Completely. You said you wanted to get rid of it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to ask you to breathe. Go ahead and hold on to that feeling of guilt. Feel bad. Feel negative energy. Do that. Let me know how that goes for you. I love you.
Goes very well.
Delete, get rid of it, right?
Delete. Yes, I like that word.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay. I want you to notice your level of pain. What's your level?
I'd say 2 now. Yeah. It's going down slowly, definitely.
Right. Okay. So this is the thing. So what's really happening is that the things that your mother is saying to you are reflecting from you. You feel bad about leaving and you feel guilty about leaving, and that's still showing up in your life. And you feel like you're not the success that you want to be. And you have a lot of energy about that. And she's then saying, you're not the success. And it's reflecting, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So all change starts from within, right?
Correct.
Okay. And you've heard of people before who have patterns of feeling criticized and patterns of feeling criticized, and then they attract more of the same, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I would say is that you're a bit verbally abusive to yourself. Would you agree that you're very hard on yourself?
If I'm saying I'm not successful, I'm not a success, and that's abusive, yes.
Okay. So, bingo. So what would happen if you started, so in other words, this is what happens, and this is why we're going here, is that all of the time I see people who are saying something, I'm not successful, or I'm not good enough, or I'm not whatever, and blah, 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 and they're feeling that. Now, a few things. First and foremost, okay, this is the exciting part on many levels. If somebody has a lot of energy about not feeling successful, what are they creating?
Or more of that.
More of that. So how long do you want to create more of that?
Stop right now and delete.
delete, stop, okay, right?
Stop. Or turn around, I don't know.
Yeah, I am successful, I'm good at this, bring it in, change your story, right? So you want to shift that energy. So that's a gift from what your body's telling you, right?
Yeah.
So there's that. The other thing that happens is that when people have somebody telling them something, then they get rid of that person, maybe they get that person out of their life or something happens, and then what happens? They attract somebody else that's doing the same thing. And then they attract somebody else that's doing the same thing. And so in other words, if our whole goal was to just take out your mom, and, it would still show up.
I'm joking.
That's a different podcast.
I know. Yes, exactly.
Obviously, yes. Yeah. So funny sense of humor. I love it. So if you think about it, even if your mom stops, it's going to show up somewhere else. Not only that, but also, again, if you keep saying, I don't feel very successful, and you have a ton of energy towards that, what does the next year look like? What does the next 5 years look like?
So I just have to say, I feel very successful, even though I don't feel like I believe that.
You have to start acknowledging your success. You know, honestly, like even when I was working on getting better and healing and all of that, I literally, there was this point where I was just working on walking without a cane, and I had to acknowledge my success. Now, to be able to just like walk one foot after the other without falling over and saying, yay, I mean, a baby can do that. And yet, you know.
And yet, it's a step by step, right?
Yeah. So acknowledging where you are. I mean, for me to go, I mean, I grew up like martial arts. So I'm in the Hall of Fame for like martial arts and all of these things. And so I grew up very, very athletic. And for me to say, yay, great success, I could put one foot in front of the other without falling over.
I actually understand.
Yeah. So start looking at where your successes are and take it in and say, great, great job. Great job.
I have a disease of the mind, because you're right, you're spot on. I mean, I made a lot of progress in my life in various areas, but I have a disease that goes, if it's not massive, it's not success.
Because wait,
I'm surrounded by people who have
But let's not call it a disease of the mind. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
You wanna I see all kinds of, you don't delete. Okay, so
rewind the selector.
Rewind that. You can tell me again in a different way, but yet you have an erred way of thinking,
right? Yeah.
That says if it's not really, really big, then it doesn't count, right?
Right, yeah.
So the same things that your mom is reflecting to you is the same things that's showing up to you. Does that make sense?
I just had a penny drop. Yes, of course it's.
Okay. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And if I ask you to notice how much your mom's voice about you not being successful has mirrored your own voice of not being successful, how much can you see the similarity?
Yeah, I can see it. There's no evidence. So
see it, right?
You got me.
Yeah. Okay. And it's a gift, because if you think about it, if you keep saying this and you keep feeling that way, where's your success going to go?
Well, it doesn't appear, does it?
It doesn't appear. Mm. Okay. And so I want you to start owning your successes. And the other thing is can you stop being mad at your mom about it and instead change your internal dialogue and watch that change around you?
Yes. In other words, take responsibility for my own beliefs and emotions. Yeah. 100%.
Okay.
Happy to do that.
Okay. And bingo, 100% happy to do that?
Yeah.
Great. Can you take that in?
Bingo. Yeah. In the name of oneness, I can.
In the name of oneness, and also in the name of having a better future, right?
Indeed.
Okay. And how much do you know your thoughts help create your life?
Oh, I know. I've known that for 10 years.
Okay.
And yet here I am.
Okay, which means you got to do things different, right? Now, this is what's awesome.
Yes.
What's the level of pain in your shoulder?
Do you know what? It's nearly gone.
It's
clicking a bit, but it's probably trying to get back into a place where it should have been all along. So that's good.
Bingo. Let me see. I can't feel the clicking. Move it around.
Ah, there you go. Nice click. It clicks all the time, but
Bingo. Okay, so the nice thing, I'm not feeling
it's
any
definitely pain. More flow, more less tension. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Who did that? You did.
We and I the same?
We and I. It sounds perfect. Absolutely. But notice that's your energy, right?
Yes.
And so the thing about it is, if you think about it for a moment, if you really, really, really change this, like, so I want you to reinforce this, because you could always go back into the old. I want you to notice for a moment that now you're in right way of thinking.
Yeah.
Now you're in right way of thinking, and that changed. You see that?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. And bingo. So first and foremost, I'm going to ask you to just notice how that feels.
It feels better, definitely. Oh, it's clicking, but I feel it's a nice click, if you know something, like a release. some pain. Okay, so now the pain is, yeah, it's remarkably gone.
Gone. Beautiful. Great job with your energy. Very, very impressive.
Thank you.
You are absolutely so welcome. And I'm going to strongly recommend listening to this and getting in over and over, okay?
Indeed. I will be listening for, until I feel like I've passed that stage, really, because it's really what I desire. So I want to thank you so much, Brenda. You've been very helpful. You're a gift to us all.
You are so sweet, Fatima. Bingo. One last thing. Bingo. If I ask you to notice your back pain, what's your level in your back?
I'm not feeling my back right now.
Right.
I don't think I have a back.
So notice, even in the beginning, that was a 5 also, right?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Okay, so wow. I want you to notice, by the way, you got rid of both of them. Just FYI, I just wanted to bring that up before we wrap up, that yes. Both of them went away because it actually worked on both energies simultaneously. So
that's quite, yeah.
Absolutely. And when you re-listen to this again, what you'll want to think of it is it, again, it's not about what Brandy is saying. Notice what your body is saying, that whatever you're doing with your mind right now is, and by the way, if I ask you how many times you've tried to heal with your mind and how long you've been working on that, how long would you say that is?
Probably 10 years.
10 years. And look at what you did in under an hour.
Yeah. Right? I found this easier with somebody else than oneself. Something I can't quite explain, but I think because it's a mishmash of too many stories that are layering and getting in the way, I think, whereas you are obviously objective, so it helps.
Thank you, dear. You're beautiful, and you have this gorgeous smile, and cheers to your success. And,
cheers to you as well.
Thank you, lovely. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Take care, darling.
Thank you, dear. Bye. So first and foremost, I have to say, I just love this woman. I mean, she's so impressive, and I also love her personality. She has a great sense of humor and also so much strength, especially when you stop and think about it for a moment. As she mentioned, she left the Muslim culture when she was 17 years old. And when you really stop and think about it, she did that 33 years ago. And if you think about even what the culture was and how things were 33 years ago, I mean, so impressive for a 17-year-old girl to get up and leave and say, okay, I'm getting out of here and go to another country. I mean, really very impressive and so much strength. And it's also part of the reason that she's got some extra cleanup to do, if you will, because it was moving from a radical shift of, you know, changing from one culture to another culture and still having a lot of beliefs that she grew up in. And so there's just more wiring and programming that needs to be done at a deeper level. But ultimately, what I wanted to do is really stick to getting her out of pain. And there are two specific reasons for that. I mean, first and foremost, the obvious. I mean, it's really hard to work day in and day out or work on anything if you're in pain all the time. And for her to have a level 10 of shoulder pain and a level 5 of back pain and go throughout life feeling like that, that's not very fun or easy to do all the time and stay focused. So, of course, that's one reason why we wanted to make sure to prioritize that, because then everything else becomes easier and more fun and easier to stay happy and lift your energy and everything else when you're not in so much pain. So of course, that's part of the reason that I wanted to keep focused on that. And of course, the second reason, if you've been listening to the past episodes, you know that if there's something going on in your physical body, it is literally telling you the most important thing that you need to know. It's like your body is saying, hey, check engine light, you want to change this. And the reason this was so important for her to change is that, you know, her energy, she feels bad for being in London, and she's felt that way for a long period of time. And ultimately, it's going to really block her from so many things, from becoming who she wants to become, from having the success she wants, because she's feeling like she's doing something bad by being in London.
Now, that's part of it. So it's going to block her success in becoming who she wants to be and also being fully happy. And of course, also it's connected to her pain. But there's more to it than that. And it's this. It's that, you know, as we touched on in the last segment, that if you feel like you're doing something wrong or guilty and it's hurting somebody, then ultimately human nature, not always, but frequently, a person will think, well, so-and-so did this to me, and so-and-so did this to me, and so-and-so did this to me. And so you'll have to like justify it. You'll have to hang on to all of the negative things that they ever did to you to justify it. Now, if you think about it, with Fatima, she mentioned she's been working on her spiritual work, working on, you know, self-healing just at a deeper level, and she's been doing that for 10 years now. The problem is that if she's trying to heal all of this old stuff, and yet that guilt feeling on the inside needs to hold on to it to justify, but I left because of this, and I had to do this, and I left because of that, and she has to justify all of those reasons, then it's like trying to get rid of something and also hold on to it at the same time. So any of her other wounding that she really also needs to clean up is going to be harder to actually shift because of that inner feeling of feeling like she's doing something wrong. Okay, if that makes sense. I know that's a mouthful and it may seem complex to some people, you know, with everything that was going on in her mind and because of the difference in the culture change and all of that, a lot of the things that her and I touched on probably wouldn't make sense to a lot of people. And not because people can't understand the culture change, but because the stuff in her mind is a combination of conflicting beliefs. Just because that cultural change and that move at that age. And so, you know, for example, when I check into her energy, she feels like she's done something bad by moving and running away. That feels bad. It feels very wrong. Like she shouldn't do that. Okay. And that's very strong in her energy. Very, very strong. And in her mother's energy, her mother feels like she's in the right. And that's because her mother has a very old school type of belief system. And so what's happening is that, you know, that ultimately to start shifting this, Fatima needs to feel like what she's doing and where she's living is right and get that in. So that's why I asked her to make sure to reinforce it. So she got the pain gone, and for her to keep it gone, it's just going to be needing to reinforce it and reinforce it and reinforce it. And so key takeaways that you'll want to look at from this are a few things. I mean, first and foremost, that not everything is logical, okay? That is a key one, is that you'll want to make sure to just check in. I mean, even if you think about Fatima in the beginning, it wouldn't have been something she would have thought that would have come up for her. She was like, what? And then, of course, she was like, I wonder if it's my mom, you know? And so she went there, but it wasn't something that was top of mind for her. And for most people, it's not necessarily top of mind of, you know, what is affecting them and linked to their health. And so either way, point being is that you'll really want to ultimately address it. Also, you'll definitely want to not think logically, but keep an open mind. And so that is key. Also, another key takeaway from today is that if you feel bad about something, even if you know logically that it's right, but you feel bad, you'll want to make sure to get your emotions on board with your conscious mind to really wholeheartedly shift that completely. Because how we feel ultimately inside, that's our energy. That's going to affect our health, our life, all of that. And so you really want to make sure to create that shift, even if you know that it's okay, you want to make sure to follow through to do that. So those are some really powerful key insights for you. The other one also, we talked about the silver lining one, and we also talked about how it connected with money. So those are some other takeaways as well, and making sure that anything that you find with the silver lining really wholeheartedly moves to the positive all of the way, or it just ultimately ends up creating more and more layers. So again, I know a lot of information from this, but really, really powerful and really insightful when you step back and look at it. So, and just again, what an incredible woman and awesome job releasing her pain. So guys, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you. On the next episode, I look forward to taking it to the next level. I'll see you there. Have an incredible rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.